But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on. The backyard's bright as a crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights. It's kind of like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on. Just in case you ever do get tired.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New Hampshire prepares to head to the polls.
I'm voting Trump no matter what. I don't know if I'm going to vote if if he doesn't make it.
It's probably going to be Nikki.
Why Nikki?
Because I think it's time for a big change. Huge. So
why not Trump?
After all he's done now, we don't need it.
Two voters with two very different opinions in the Granite State. Nikki Haley trailing badly in the polls behind Donald Trump is counting on independent voters for a win. President Biden and Vice President Harris in Virginia today, marking the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, with more speeches on the Supreme Court decision that struck it down. Palestinian militants carrying out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the October 7th Hamas attacks that triggered the war. 21 IDF soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Man suspected of killing eight people in suburban Chicago, taking his own life in Texas after fleeing from police. This is ABC News. Another strike against Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Aided by a few British jets, the U.S. has hit multiple targets in eight locations. It's the second time the two countries have conducted such coordinated attacks on Houthi missile launching capabilities, specifically this time on underground storage locations. But past strikes have shown the Houthis are undeterred by such action. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And the search continues for the remains of two Navy SEALs who fell into the Red Sea.
We're learning the identities of the two Navy SEALs who disappeared on that nighttime mission to seize Iranian weapons headed to Houthi rebels. 37-year-old Christopher Chambers and 27-year-old Nathan Gage Ingram. After a 10-day search, the Pentagon now confirms the men are presumed dead.
ABC's James Longman. A defeat for TurboTax. The FTC now ruling the company misled consumers when promoting tax filing services it promised were free. They weren't. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin Thursday. The president will travel to Superior in the wake of Monday's announcement that the 60-year-old Blotnick Bridge connecting the twin ports of Duluth and Superior has received a federal grant for over $1 billion for its replacement. Vice President Kamala Harris called out former President Donald Trump bragging about the decision to overturn the Roe v. Wade abortion ruling during a stop at a union office in Waukesha County Monday. Harris also slammed Trump for his selection of the three conservative justices that made it happen. And alcohol and snowmobiling don't mix. That's the message from the DNR, which says it can be hard to find a designated sledder, so hold off on drinking while you're in the woods. They suggest that you have that celebration when you're safely back home and don't get on a snowmobile after drinking. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few scattered off and on light snow showers this morning. Our high today, 34, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with some scattered light rain showers in the afternoon. Our high, 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love we had is
still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid seven sawmill dollars for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Playing by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Cabin that I built in West Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. Cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Playing by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14 karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14 karat mind.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
On my knees, I ask you. Please help me, I'm falling. Can't we
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Charlie Rich and On My Knees here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid-20s this morning and expecting afternoon highs in the 30s. Coming up, we'll have a check of that weather forecast newsmaker segment as well on the way, and also an update on our farm markets. Later on tonight, girls high school basketball, Durand at Elk Mound. We'll have that game for you with the pregame at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Well, I've been talking about this here for the last couple of years, about the proposal by the big car companies to take out free over-the-air radio out of your vehicle, starting first with AM, and it'll be FM. And I've been saying that, you know, don't just rely on your phone. Well, I can just listen through my phone and Bluetooth, and I'll just use the streaming audio, and no big deal. And I've been saying, be careful about that, because the big car companies and even media companies will start to charge just to be able to listen to that streaming audio. A lot of people said, Brian, you're just acting like Chicken Little, and that you're, you know, screaming the sky is falling. Well, guess what? The company Odyssey, they are the second largest radio company in the country. They've gone into bankruptcy because they spent way too much money buying radio stations. Well, now they are planning a launch of a subscription streaming service as well. That's right. That's what they're looking at doing. And they think they can bring up as much as $20 million in revenue by 2027. So there you go. There's one right there. General Motors has also said they were going to take out Apple CarPlay and have something that you had to buy from them. Again, this is what's going to happen if we lose free over-the-air AM and FM radio. And that's why we can't say this enough. Contact the car companies. We have links on our webpage at realcountry1430.com. Reach out to them and say, look, this is, we are not going to accept this, and that they should also put in decent receivers in. And you know what? That AM for Every Vehicle Act, make sure you're contacting your congressional folks as well, whatever congressional district you're in or whatever state you're in, and tell them to support that as well. Because this is what's going to happen. They're already starting to talk about it as well. I'd like more information. Again, visit our website. You can also give me a call here at the station. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
What does the Dairy Margin Coverage Program look like for this upcoming year? Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday is sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. From a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, we get an update from Leonard Polzine, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
There's a lot of questions right now on what that looks like for the coming year and when enrollments happen. So we did get the extension, right, that will go through to the fall here of the program that Congress passed. However, there's not been a sign-up date released yet. FSA is working on it, and they're pulling together some details and, you know, doing their best to you know, get that process rolling so that way we can get some of the updates that were proposed recently in there and getting that sign-up out. So as soon as it does, I know we talked with FSA on some different outreach activities and getting that information in people's hands as quickly and efficiently as possible as soon as it comes out. So if it seems like you haven't heard anything, that's why, is because there's not a lot of information to share quite yet. Other than that, there is a program. It will continue, but we're just kind of waiting on sign up dates and when that will be rolled out. So as markets kind of been hit on the feed input side here, that's going to have quite a bit of impact on our payments. So I do know that like one discussion I have with producers often on the DMC side is they're like, hey, you know, our margins on the farm level really haven't changed, especially if you grow a lot of your own feed, right? But the market for that feed has changed and went down, and that influences your payment, right? So I think you're going to see, even if on paper it looks like margins might be coming back a little bit if they're above that 950 level, right? I think that it's still good to be aware that on the farm level, there still could be, definitely some operations out there that aren't seeing that margin hit their pocketbook the way that it looks on paper. So especially if you're, a input supplier, a lender, or somebody like this, right, who doesn't see the numbers come across in the bills and the kitchen table sort of impact there, that, yeah, even though it might look like some margins are coming back, I think that there's certainly some operations that it's going to take time, right, in order to see that checkbook change a bit. So especially as we get into the spring here, and we're looking at input costs again, that very well could paint a different picture for income over feed cost, right, for a lot of these operations, if kind of depending on where some of these input costs fall. With that, I think, again, big picture, if we take a look at where we're at in the industry, the big things, again, DMC, information will be coming out on that. No sign up quite yet. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. My very good hunch is that the recommendation would be to sign up again. I think there's enough reasons and there's a good enough story at the moment in the markets to say that there's enough opportunity for downside risk that utilizing that program in order to offset some of that could very likely be a wise choice. So I'd keep that in mind. The other things happening in the industry right now is the FMMOs, Federal Marketing Order hearings, to look at reforming, adjusting some of the ways that the formulas happen and taking a look at some of that regulation. So hearings are still happening even as we speak at the moment, right? So we're looking at some different class one things at the moment. And until kind of the record has been established, USDA has looked at it and, come out with their ruling, their guidance, if you will. There's no definitives as of yet of what that will specifically be and some of the impacts there. But I do encourage you to keep an eye out for some of that as it comes out. As I think it's safe to say there will be an impact on producers' milk checks, right? But until we know some of the more finalized details, it'll be a little bit difficult to say specifically. I know there are some other individuals and different institutions that have put out information. There was an excellent article in Hordes recently that talks about that. So if you're interested, I think, worth the read. So that's kind of the big high-level pictures of what's happening at the moment.
Comments from Leonard Polzin, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin Extension. On a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear for free in its entirety simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Sammy Kershaw, and She Don't Know She's Beautiful, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning, 31 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, February milk down 1 to 1588. March, April, May all steady. March at 1613, April 1672, May 1743. Cheese markets yesterday, barrel steady at 146 and three quarters, 40 pound blocks up 5.5 to 150. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 254.5, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 117.5, no trades. Dry whey also steady at 42 and three quarters, no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called higher today. Hogs are called mixed. The livestock complex was mixed yesterday. Traders really didn't find anything solid to hang their hats on, and really either cattle or hogs. There's cash uncertainty this week, which is leading traders cautious. February live cattle opened the day at 173.77, April 176.90, June 174.27. January feeder cattle open at 229.82, March 231.27, April 237.10. February hogs open at 70.92, April 77.62, May at 83.65. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly higher as the buying interest continues, as the market has really been oversold, and there's a lot of short covering happening once again in the market. March corn up 1 3/4 this morning to 447.5. May up 1 1/4 to 457.5. July up 1 to 465.75. New crop up 0.5 to 476.75. March beans up 3 3/4 to 1228. May up 3 to 1236. July up 2 3/4 to 1244. New crop up 1 1/4 to 1198.75. March soybean meal up 260 to 358.40. March soybean oil down 10 cents to 48.06. Chicago wheat, March and May, both up 2 1/4. March at 598.75. May 608.75. Minneapolis wheat, March and May up 1. March at 701.5. May at 705.75. Energy markets are lower this morning. March crude oil down 76 cents to 74 even. April down 77 cents to 73.88. February and March gas both down 3 cents. February at 220. March at 222. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells, to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, February 379, March 382, new crop 421. Cash beans 1129, February 1134, March 1139, new crop 1113. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403 3/4, February 406 3/4, March 409 3/4, new crop 421 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 413, February 411, March 408, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 380, February 385, March 390, new crop 411. Cash beans 1144, February 1147, March 1150, new crop 1122. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 421. Cash beans 1139, new crop at 1112. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 427, May 432, new crop 426. Cash beans 1172, April 1201, May 1204, new crop 1142. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 385, new crop 421. Cash beans 1146, new crop 1122. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 153 to 178. Holstein fed cattle 125 to 157. Market cows 72 to 106. Bulls 95 to 115. Calves 80 to 680. Beef steers 152 to 270. Holstein steers 105 to 200. Sheep markets from Equity. Market lambs 200 and down. Light lambs 220 and down. Ewes 80 and down. Rams 75 and down. Goat markets, does 80 and down. Bucks 75 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't miss out on limited time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compere Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Annabis Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And joining us this morning is Thomas Barnett. He is sort of principal business strategist with Throughline. And today we are going to talk with Thomas. He had a presentation about geopolitical issues and some long-range scenarios for the dairy industry and some alternate long-range scenarios. And dairy farmers in Pepin County or in Dunn County or in Buffalo County might going, what difference does it make of what's going on 15, 20,000 miles away? How's that affect us? Well, it affects us a lot more than we might think, I'm betting. And Thomas, thank you for joining us. And you know, a lot of times these geopolitical issues, the situation with Ukraine, Russia, okay, that affected grain markets, or things in the Red Sea affects grain markets. But all of these things affect the dairy market, too. We just don't hear about it, right?
Well, the argument I like to make is that we're undergoing a lot of serious geopolitical structural changes at the same time. Any one of which would be enough to constitute kind of a new order or a new era in international relations. You got climate change, which is going to decimate lower latitudes, push people northward toward higher latitudes in large numbers, numbers that we've never seen before. Climate change is also shifting climates poll word so that we're talking about things like the wheat belt in North America moving 25, 26 kilometers poleward towards the north on an annual basis. So it's not just people are being put on the move. Where we're going to be able to grow food is being put on the move. Okay, you got on top of that a second structural change, the demographic aging that's going on across the north. You're starting to see depopulation. That's starting to have impact in terms of labor, especially farm labor. And you've still got this youth bulge of about 2 billion people in the lower latitudes where all this climate change is going to make life that much harder. So both of those two things say people are heading north in large numbers, not just because they got to get away from this unbearable heat and difficult situations that are going to be akin to living in the Sahara Desert, you know, which is vastly underpopulated part of the world, not just to escape that, but to go towards where there's going to be new arable land in the north, thanks to climate change. There's a couple of Australia's worth of land in the lower latitudes, which are going to become unusable, and a similar amount, roughly two Australia's worth, in the northern part of the globe that's going to become usable. So if you got that kind of land opening up, new frontiers, and you got kind of land being constricted and disappearing, that's going to send people on the move. So two huge structural changes. You throw on top of that the fact that the global middle class is increasingly global south-centric. Okay, so they are in the lower latitudes. This is where we're going to have the future growth. This is where the future demand for food is taking off most radically. And, you know, any one of those three structural changes on their own would be enough to say, this is unprecedented. We've never experienced this before. But the fact that all three are going on at the same time say to me that we're in an era where we need to start thinking about north-south integration and have less of a focus on kind of the east-west tensions. And that's a real change for us because, you know, we like to worry about Russia in the Ukraine. We like to worry about China and Taiwan, Israel and Gaza. You know, those are things on the other side of the world. We think east-west, you know, is China up or we down, that kind of stuff. But in truth, I think the superpower competition of this century is going to be about which northern power integrates vertically in its part of the world. And for us, that is Canada, Greenland, Central America, Caribbean, South America, okay? And if you think about that vast swath there, we are probably the best off in terms of anticipating the requirements of north-south integration. There's four languages that cover all of us in the Western Hemisphere. There's more like 4,000 in the Eastern Hemisphere. We are stunningly uniform in terms of our religiosity. We're overwhelmingly Christian, 80%, 60%, three-quarters of that, Catholic. Okay? So you got those kinds of similarities. You got the fact that the Western Hemisphere is resource-blessed. Relative to how many people we got a lot more water, okay? That extra water per person means we have extra food. So basically, the Western Hemisphere is meeting the rising demand of the Eastern Hemisphere. And if you think about it just in terms of sheer geography, you know, if it's the middle parts of the Earth, the lower latitudes that are going to get hit the worst, that's the thinnest part of the Western Hemisphere. Whereas we have big chunks of land to the north and to the south. So if you think about it, the Western Hemisphere, very tall in terms of its continents. The Eastern Hemisphere, very wide. So they have a huge slice of their population that's going to be subject to all sorts of environmental stress. And we're talking the vast majority of the Indian landmass, and we're talking the southern half of China. And between them, that's, you know, these are the two biggest food producers in the world, but they're also by far the biggest consumers and the biggest importers. And they're going to be stressed out dramatically in terms of food, which means how we deal with food in America, where climate is shifting as well, and we got all these immigration pressures and other things going on. That's crucial in terms of global stability, because if we're not able to basically double our food production and move it around the planet, you know, in terms of trade, roughly 2 to 3 times what we're doing now, then we're going to see such an imbalance in the world created by climate change that you're going to see instability across the Eastern Hemisphere, Europe, Asia, Africa, on a scale that's going to be pretty scary.
And that is the scary part, because I've always said this, that, you know, there's a reason we have a lot of these programs for farmers or for agriculture. We you know, part of it is because governments realize that food riots lead to revolutions.
Right, throughout history. Yeah, that's Les Miserables. Okay, or it's, you know, the Marxian Revolution is peasants forced off the land. And if you think about it, I mean, look at places like Central America. We view them coming to the U.S. southern border as sort of asylum seekers. And we say, you know, should we have to deal with that? This is an M13 problem. Well, you could tie that into the drug trade. But I say take that causality a few steps back. And what you're going to find is that these are originally farmers, you know, in the Northern Triangle, say El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. They're farmers. That is a place that is considered to be the dry corridor, mega drought for years now. They're being forced off the land. They go to the city. Then they become subject to the informal economy, black market, criminal gangs and whatnot. That's too dangerous for them. They move a country over, try that. They give up. They head 1,000 miles north on foot through Mexico to the United States. And we look at them and say, asylum seekers. But what they really are climate refugees. That's what started the journey. And we're not thinking along those lines, because if we were, we'd realize the numbers that could be coming our way on that basis in the subsequent decades is going to dwarf anything we're doing now. That becomes an argument for me to say, you know, every superpower in the North is going to be stuck dealing with its immediate South or its immediate North. I mean, that's where the pain's going to be felt. That's where you're going to see the dynamics moving. That's already happening across the world in terms of species. We've been tracking this for decades. Species are heading towards the poles. They're heading up in elevation systematically the world over, which tells you that they're just responding to climate change. Humans are going to do the same thing. Okay, so we can either try to put a wall up and hold all that back, and your 30-foot wall is not going to hold back climate change moving across the planet, and it's frankly not going to hold up a lot of people either. Or you start to socialize that risk by creating new forms of larger unions that these smaller countries can join and become members in, and on that basis get the sort of credentialing legally to create the certainty that allows foreign direct investment to come in and try to keep as much of these populations in place fruitfully down there and not having them flood the North at a level that we can't possibly stand. So to me, that is a lesson we take from the EU, which is increasing its membership over the years. Started out with 5 members, they're up to 27 now. They got 10 new members in the pipeline. The question I ask is, why isn't America open for new members? We have non-contiguous states. If you're a Guyana, for example, a country of about 400,000, it just discovered a whole bunch of oil sitting next to Venezuela, which is now threatening to invade it. Do you want a military base, or would you be smarter to become a U.S. territory like Puerto Rico? And if you're Puerto Rico, why aren't you becoming a state? And why aren't we having that kind of conversation about the brand attractiveness, which is our number one power? It's our number one, I mean, it's our superpower, so to speak. Everybody in the planet pretty much would be open to the idea of becoming an American or a European, because they see that as a lot of freedom and a lot of prosperity. Nobody's clamoring to become Indian who's not Indian. Nobody's clamoring to become Chinese or Russian who are not Chinese or Russian. So that attractive power, that national brand, is something we need to weaponize and think about how that would alter any country's discussion with China, for example. If you're the Philippines, you could say, well, you're a huge player right next to me. You can bully me all you want. But maybe I become 3 or 4 U.S. states and join a larger American union, and then you're taking on the United States directly. Think about Costa Rica. Think about Honduras, these small countries. There's nothing in the future that I'm describing that says to them, you're better off going it alone. You should probably join something bigger to get larger resources, to pool your risk. And that larger, bigger, better opportunity in the Western Hemisphere, there's no question, it would be the United States. So a lot of these countries already with dollarized economies, it's not that hard to think about them joining various other kind of union memberships like the EU has. They have the Schengen zone where you can move around within freedom of movement and within member countries. They got a currency union. They got a military union. They got all sorts of overlapping memberships that they offer. And on that basis, the European Union has gotten bigger, 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 and better and stronger over time. We're stuck at 50 stars for 6 decades now. And as I like to point out in the book and the brief, you know, I'll be the first Barnett in seven generations of Barnett who's born and dies under the same flag unless we break out of that mold. And there's no reason for us not to. We have this superpower, this ability to absorb new states. We've done it throughout our history. Why not rethink that process and start to apply it as this North-South integration impulse is forced upon us by climate change, demographic aging, competition for the global Middle South, or just plain in defensive terms, do you want the Chinese running Latin America in 20 years?
Very true. Very different thought. Then we're with Thomas Barnett. He's an author and geopolitical strategist with Thorough Line. So, I, you know, dairy farmers, I'm like, so how's this going to affect us?
Well, there's the sheer reality that, you know, where we grow things and where it's temperate enough to have the best sort of agricultural practices, that's heading north. Wisconsin probably comes through this process better than most. I mean, when you see the lists of places to go for long-term security from climate change, Wisconsin and Minnesota get named a lot. So Wisconsin probably should do well along those lines. I think the key thing for us to understand, as with the government, and it's not dissimilar to what we experience with the IT sector, there's this desire to kind of break up large corporations or what's perceived to be monopolies in certain industries. Agriculture can be one. You think about the big companies that control the seeds and everything else, the Monsantos, the Cargills, the grain traders and that. Just like with Amazon and Facebook and Apple and Google, those kind of places, there's this desire to come after them and kind of give them the antitrust treatment, you know, that we did with the big trusts way back in the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, when we had another progressive era to deal with an unfair economic landscape. And I think we're probably heading towards one in many ways, and that's why you hear that term more and more, progressive, which I like to note historically is not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's either party. It's just the notion of kind of making the economic landscape more fair over time. In that process, though, we may be attacking some of the things that are our great natural and national resources and assets, like Amazon, like Google, like the big farm ag corporations. Because think about if we need to create twice as much food by 2050 than we're creating now, we're likely to have to be moving across borders 2 to 3 times the amount that we're moving now. And it doesn't help us to kind of bust up these firms any more in the IT sector than it does in the food sector, because it puts us at a disadvantage against other large state-backed enterprises from the side of the Chinese in both agriculture and in construction and in things like IT.
Some interesting thoughts with Thomas Barnett from the Dairy Strong Conference. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
We have some chances of some light rain or snow late Wednesday into Thursday as two upper-level systems will move through the region, the first on Wednesday, the second on Thursday. Now, it looks like the tracks of the storms are continuing to move a bit to the east, so we may not see as much precipitation, but the warming trend will also continue through the rest of the month and now into early February. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs low 30s, east winds at around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy fog with lows upper 20s. For Wednesday, cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, highs mid-30s. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of rain, lows low 30s. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, highs mid-30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. Saturday and Sunday, continued cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 30s.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The joy of homemade sourdough bread starts with a good sourdough starter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be patient, make it your own, and have fun with it as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Sourdough bread. I've tried to get a good sourdough starter going, but have failed miserably. I'll have to try again because I know people who have had great success for years with the same batch. All it takes to get going is yeast, flour, and water. A starter is kind of like a pet. You have to take care of it by providing the right growing environment and making sure it's fed when it looks hungry to keep it healthy and active. John Davis is a bakery chef and culinary innovation leader for La Brea Bakeries, well known for their sourdough products. He's been working with sourdough starters for 30 years and says the key to a good starter is patience and knowing when it's ready to use.
You'll see this bubbling activity out of nowhere, and it goes sort of on a bell curve. You know, when you feed it, it's going to be kind of slow. And then it'll start to get a lot more active and grow in volume. And then when it's reached its peak, it'll start to fall again. So you want to capture it right at that peak